We always wanted a big two-story house. Back when we lived in that little two-room shack.
We wanted fame and fortune, and we'd live life the way the rich folks do.
We knew somehow we'd make it together, me and you.
Yeah, that was until we got Dave Whitera's home inspection report and says, this is a lemon you're looking at, partner.
Hey, we try not to call them lemons or oranges or any other kind of fruit. We just like to call it for what it is. One of the things I'd like to point out real early on with people looking at homes, one of the items I observed countless times is when the prospective buyer shows up at the house with the realtor, I always like to say it's a mad rush to grandma's. Everyone runs to the front door to get on the inside. And what I would suggest to the client, before he makes the rush to get inside the front door, take a step back and look at the elevation of the house and ask yourself just a couple questions real quick. How does the house drain water? Does it look like it slopes away? Or does it appear that the water drains around the house? That's just a real common thing that occurs down here, but it kind of gives you a look at the forest before you jump into the trees on the inside. Everyone's all excited to look at all the good stuff in the stainless steel cabinet or stainless steel appliances on the inside, but take a moment and step back and take a quick look at the forest and see what you're looking at. One other thing I would also tell the prospective buyers to have with them, a flashlight. Shine some light into the dark corners of that house so you get a good look at the house. Don't have to be excessive and bring in a spotlight, but a good 500 lumen of flashlight will bring lights to dark corners, garages, laundry rooms that aren't well lit, and then give you a good look at the house before you read my report and find out what I found.
And whenever the home inspector shows up, I mean, we are all waiting on that. And it's a critical part in that home buying process because we need to know the condition of the home. Just because we have a bad report doesn't necessarily mean it's not a home we can't buy or afford or move into.
Exactly. And I don't look at it as good or bad. I look at it as information that's valuable to the client so they can make an educated decision on, hey, is this something that they really want? Is this something they can handle, something they can afford? It brings a lot of issues to light that they get now a educated decision. So, because so much of this is emotional, and I'll be honest, I'm the same way. Hey, I always think in buying a house and not getting divorced is a success. So I understand the whole emotional end of it. I like to think of myself as the discerning father looking at your boyfriend, and I'm going to tell you whether I'll let you date him or not. That's what I think a home inspection should be. I'm giving you information on this so that you can make a qualified, educated decision as opposed to just making the plain emotional one. And I'm in that part, too. I've bought a house without a home inspection, and I've kicked myself ever since making that one mistake. I've never done it again. And just as a quick, what was the problem I had? I had an artesian well in my crawl space that they would have found in a home inspection, but I didn't crawl under the house to see it. So be advised, get that person to crawl underneath your house and find the things that need to be found.
And is that what made you become a home inspector then?
No, I come from this at a completely different angle. I come from this from a finance. I spent 30 years with Bank of America, and I spent a lot of time in their OREO department, or translation to our listeners. Those are the foreclosed homes, and I did a lot of work with the IRS in explaining our positions on them and whether we were taking the appropriate write-downs, so that when I, after 30 years of doing that, I went into the most natural thing again and looking at homes. It's the positive end without the negative end. I don't have a board to report to. They don't cry when I tell them they take write-downs, and the customers I have now appreciate the information and the feedback, and thank God I don't have to talk to the IRS every year.
And home inspectors, not all home inspectors are created equally, just like every realtor or every finance company. It's important that you get a good home inspector. It's amazingly easy industry to get started in. A lot of guys are concerned about volume. I got to get three houses done a day, so I've got to be moving every 4 hours to the next one or 3 hours. This is the biggest financial decision most of us are going to make in our lives, and you don't want somebody rushing this.
No. You want to take your time, and you want to get as much information as you can. This is not something just to jump into the fire, because we all know you jump in, you get burned. So actually looking at that information, important parts of a home inspection in the report itself is looking at all your major systems. How old are they? Are you going to need to be replacing them anytime soon? If you got a 20-year-old air conditioner system, and you know looking down the road that that's not going to last forever. Same thing with a 20-year-old hot water tank or a 20-year-old air handler. They're going to need services, and you need to be aware of that and be able to budget for that and not be surprised that all of a sudden something went out, your air compressor went out. And again, that goes with good home warranty services that you can provide to help out, but nonetheless, that's good information that you should be aware of.
And for first-time home buyers, we're moving into a situation where, you know, we've taken on a big financial responsibility. We've taken our next step into going out on our own. And, you know, you start thinking about, okay, a financer, a realtor, a home inspector, you know, this is just increasing my cost of moving in. I can find a home for sale just driving around. I can do a visual inspection. But when you work properly with these professionals, getting into the home and making sure we're not making a bad decision can help keep you moving in the right direction and not stuck in the wrong direction. And every single one of these industries